Recept five, Mishnah three, keruha, a pumpkin skin. Now, pumpkin skin was something that they used to draw up water. They used to use it almost like a bucket to draw up water. And this pumpkin skin, shepilua b'maim she'anim rum l'kadosh, was immersed in water not fit to be used for sanctification, not fit to be used for the paraduma water, meaning it wasn't spring mikveh water. So this pumpkin skin was dipped in this non-mikveh water, spring mikveh water. And one of the characteristics of these pumpkin skins was that they absorbed water into their walls. So the walls of the pumpkin skin could absorb water. Says the Mishnah, says the first opinion, Mekachin ba'ad shetitame. It can still be used, even though it was after you dry it, etc. Even though there's a concern that some of the water will seep, the non-spring mikveh water will seep out of the walls, if you put proper water in it afterwards, so you'll get a mixture of water. Nevertheless, until it's rendered impure, as long as it remains pure itself, the pumpkin skin, it could be used for meichatas water. So they would take it, they would dry it, and then they would use it for proper water for the paraduma, and they would then put the ashes into that proper water. Nitma, when it becomes impure, if the pumpkin skin now becomes impure, and now not only will the pumpkin skin become impure, but any water it's got absorbed in it will also become impure. So even if you sanctify the pumpkin skin by putting it in a mikveh, the water that's absorbed in the walls will remain impure. The pumpkin skin will become purified, but the water in the walls will not. And in this case, ein mekachin ba. In this case, according to the Tana Kama, you can't use this pumpkin skin for the waters of the paraduma. Rabbi Shua Omer, he says he disagrees. He says mekadesh hu ba v'tchila af b'sof yekadesh ba. If you are going to allow someone to sanctify with this pumpkin skin in the beginning, meaning in the first case of the Mishnah, then you should also be allowed to sanctify it in the second case of the Mishnah. And im einam mekadesh ba b'sof, and if you're going to disallow the second case of the Mishnah, af lo b'tchila, you should also disallow the first case. In other words, saying Rabbi Yeshua that you shouldn't be making a nafka minah. You shouldn't be make. There should be no difference between the two cases that we've listed up above, and either both cases the pumpkin skin should be allowed, or neither case the pumpkin skin should be allowed to be used for the waters of the paraduma. And then says Rabbi Yeshua, he paskins bein kach u bein kach lo yosef l'soicha ma'am mekudashim. He holds that the way we paskin is that in neither case can the pumpkin skin be used for the waters of the paraduma. That's how he paskins, that it would be forbidden to be used for this pumpkin skin to be used.